This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across this great land of ours. And let's not forget also that we are broadcasting on the internet and on the satellite all around the world. Always happy to be able to tell you that so our military men and women can hear us where they're at. And don't forget, we can also hear our veterans here. We talk to them, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard. And by the way, we even talk to cruise ships, because we had a cruise ship come back and tell us that they were listening to us last night, and we appreciate all that, coming back to Tampa from way, way, way down the end of the Caribbean. Now, all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, thanks very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America free and safe. Also, our over-the-road truck drivers, and not to forget about the fact that we have got our great mail haulers out there going from bulk mail centers to post offices, getting the mail through so you get your mail today. And, of course, not to forget about our suicide jockeys out there getting the gas and the oil delivered to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also have a page called Americans for America. We're now up to 11,400 followers there, and we're very proud of that. Also, you can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we are also on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where I guarantee you, if you can't hear us anywhere else, you will hear the signal going out to the satellite right there, and you can listen to us on the website. Okay. Let's go up to the phone line and kick in Ron Edwards, Flip's favorite pal, up there in Detroit, Michigan, or close enough to say he's from the Motor City. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very busy and have been all week long. We've been making history, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, when I say we're busy, we had a two-day guest hosting slot on the nationally syndicated Armed American Radio Daily Edition, and we just had a ball, an absolute ball, over there. And of course, I had some of my favorite guests from here over there. I had a politician over there too on one day. We were talking guns. It was all about guns and all about the Americas that we know, because I am an American first and everything else comes after that. And I don't care if you don't like that or not. Too bad, so sad. Amen.
Well, I like it. So.
Yeah. And I'll wave that American flag. And I know when my time comes, there's going to be one laying over me. So I'm real good about that. But there you go. Now, we're going to get started because we do have some ground to cover here. Unfortunately, folks, a horrible incident down around Eagle Pass, Texas, on the river. A Texas National Guardsman is missing tonight along the border. after it was reported he went into the water to assist an illegal girl that was having trouble trying to get across the river and was having stress in the water. Now, he wound up slipping away and disappearing in the water. She wound up getting saved. So kudos to him for giving his life to get her across, but I don't think they found his body yet.
Well, it doesn't say that they have yet, and the Texas National Guard said that state troopers and Border Patrol agents had been helping. The attempted water rescue happened at around 8:30 a.m., and as of this time, the authorities paused the search at the border for the Texas National Guard soldier who is missing.
Yeah, and of course, you can't really do anything in the dark.
Yeah.
You could if you had infrared, but if the body is deceased, you may not be able to locate it, so they're better off in the daytime. But anyway,
yep.
And by the way, we've had this big situation going on down here in Florida, but before we get to that part, most Americans approve of a judge's decision striking down the mandatory masks on trains and airlines, and believe that the danger from the COVID-19 pandemic is mostly over, even though the Biden administration disagrees with the CDC. And I don't know what's wrong with them, but they're not following the science now. They're following the politics.
Yeah, they're following the dictatorial desires. This variant, they said that cases are rising, but with each new generation of rising cases, Captain, we know that the coronavirus weakens with each generation, and so it's not very harmful at all. And so for anyone in government who wants to continue to constrain people with these mandates, wear your mask when you come into the, for instance, like in New York City and Philadelphia and other places, too, that there's no logical reason other than dictatorial reasons that whether the federal government or any local entities would want to continue to force people to abide by such restrictions at this time.
Well, I realize this has everything to do with the squad and with the progressive left liberal socialist wing of the party. I realize that. But here's the deal. They need to wake up and they need to understand that that's not the popular version for America. America is over this. Believe me,
yeah.
They are over this.
Well, whether it's popular or not, it's wrong. And that should be the stated goal of government and we the people to do what is right.
Well, We the People is going to take a break, so you hang on, and We the People will be right back here. This program is all about America First. I'm an American, and I stand up for my country, and if you don't like it, turn the dial. You've reached the wrong place, but we are all Americans first, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The Silicon Valley tech giant seeking to jointly rule over the United States along with certain political elites considers Elon Musk a bigger threat to their deviant leftist agenda than President Trump ever was. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, it's true the leftist axis of evil comprising of techie corporate elites, leftist politicians, and the dragon media ruined President Trump's chances of regaining the White House because he stood in the way of their mission to literally destroy our republic. Today, the leftists are circling their wagons to try and mangle Elon Musk, whom they consider to be more dangerous than Trump. Musk, like Trump, is in favor of freedom of speech and has a higher regard for our Constitution and Bill of Rights than rhino Republicans like Susan Collins. Elon Musk's offer to purchase Twitter for $43 billion infuriated the leftist high-tech gurus because it is a strategic move to open the floodgates for freedom of speech. So now, Musk's threat to globalism has set the stage for a massive chess match between liberty and tyranny. The move by Twitter bigwigs to block shareholders from deciding whether or not to do business with Mr. Musk could backfire, relighting the flame of freedom of speech and expression. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, we're back. And by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Ron Edwards is on our program Saturday mornings at this time. And we play his Edwards Notebook, which you just heard, three times a week, too, Tuesday, Thursday, and then again on Saturday when he's here. Now, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds. Constitutional Grounds happens to be a delicious hot roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most of the other brands. And that's news, and it's good news for me because I can't stand coffee that's got a bunch of acid in it. Now, I like my iced coffee. And I'm sitting here right now with my iced coffee in my hand, and I'm going to take a little sip here just so you know this is live radio. Here I go. Oh, boy. That is so good. That is so good. And all you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds display that's on theronevers.com website. That's theronevers.com to make your purchase, because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
And see, there was that echo in my ear. No, that's good stuff. And a lot of people that have bought it have said that it's the best coffee they've ever had, and that's great. Now, we're going to go back over and talk about what we're talking about here. Disney. They wanted to get in politics. They wanted to play the game. They had an unfair advantage going back about 50 years. I'm very familiar with that, being a former small-town assessor, because we used something like that in upstate New York, but I'll tell you how it was different in a minute. But Disney stocks have tumbled so far in 2022 as the company waded into Florida's political arena, while Republicans in the state voted to revoke the firm's self-governing status in the central portion of the state. And they told them, hey, knock it off. You're a business. Knock it off. And the stock hit all-time highs back in March of 2021 when it was trading at $200 a share. But since then, it's dropped more than a third to about $119 a share as of April 22nd. Now, they're paying for this big time, and they haven't even got the full bill yet.
And I hope personally that they continue to pay dearly. The mouth will get trapped right now because, first of all, not only did they get involved in politics, Captain, but they got involved based upon a lie. They kept saying, they joined the radicals as supposedly opposing a bill that said about anti-gay, and the anti-gay is not in the bill. It's about children on sexual orientation and gender identity up to third grade should be eliminated or stopped. I thought the bill should have gone higher than that, Captain, but you got to start somewhere. And for Disney, which is supposed to be a very positive, family-oriented company that is for children and the like, for them to jump on this like this for a few, I mean, for a very small population of LGBTQ, whatever, alphabet folks that work at the Disney Corporation, when you look at the entire population, like, what is it, 1 or 2%?
Yeah.
And for Disney to just roll over like that, it's just incredible. And so, that's one of the reasons why I like Ron DeSantis so much. And for him to take the action that he did, it's very commendable.
Now, we just got an email from our good friend Fred listening to us from Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. And he said, Captain, what do you want to bet that the big guy in the White House has been told to prepare for an indictment to come down in the Delaware case against his son, Hunter? There's simply too much solid evidence now being introduced, coming out almost every day. However, AG Merrick Garland may drag his feet, the same Merrick Garland who was not confirmed as Assistant Justice of the Supreme Court. He makes sense. It makes sense, and I think there's one coming.
There is one coming. I forget where it was, Captain, where they said, well, looks like they may have to sacrifice Hunter, and he may get indicted and get into big heap of trouble and whatever, but it will still not affect Joe. I wrote this, it was about a month or so ago. Things could have changed since then, but I did read that.
Well, there's been communication that's been released, emails between Joe and Hunter and the brother.
Yeah.
And that's damning, but it implicates Joe, but it also buries the hatchet right deeper into Hunter. Now, China. Is it working over there, the complete and brutal lockdown in Shanghai, as the Chinese Communist Party pursues its own zero COVID policy? Is it working?
No. Shanghai, it's about three times the size of New York City. Residents have been under strict, I mean, slave-like, scandemic lockdown since March 27th. In some parts, and since March 31st, in others, with no end in sight. And I think it's cruel. I did see a short video where folks were just screaming out in the night.
That's right.
They're out without food. They can't get soap and things of that nature, things that they need just for everyday living. They can't go to work. It's enough to drive you crazy. They've detected a large surge of cases, so what, with more than 20,000 new cases being found daily. However, as we spoke earlier about another situation, Captain, these new strains are not even dangerous.
Nope.
What's more dangerous are the lockdowns and things of that nature. And
yep.
People are losing their minds. I'd lose my mind if you locked me up like that.
Yep. Yep.
Residents unable to leave their homes, food supplies are dwindling, the government workers attempting to deliver supplies to homes and apartments, frequently failing to do so in a timely, consistent manner, and people are suffering. Think about what the elderly are going through.
Yeah. Well, they're some of the ones that are screaming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean it's just mind-boggling when you hear that.
When you're a godless communist society, these are the kind of decisions you're going to come up with. They're cruel and unusual, you know, cruel and unusual punishment, as it would be labeled in this country.
Now, Donald Trump currently leads Joe Biden in the latest polling by 8 points, which is great. But we can't take anything for granted. We have to be in this campaign right now, even the local campaigns, thinking that we're behind by 10 points. We need to get out there. We need to work hard. We need to earn this election, and we need to step up and stand up and point out what the Democrats have done to this country. And unless you're a moron, you got to believe what we're telling you.
Well, yeah, of course. And better than that, you've got Ron DeSantis and to some degree Abbott of Texas and a few others here and there showing you what can happen when you do stand up and you fight for what is right. And, no one is beating Ron DeSantis in that department. But people like Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans could really take some big lessons from what Ron DeSantis is doing. And Republicans, you got to – it's about the messaging, but it's also about actions while you're in office.
Yeah.
And that's what the Republicans have to learn or care about. If they don't care, they need to be booted out so that we can get some real conservatives in. We've got examples now, and we've got to get more conservatives throughout the country in the Congress so that we can win.
Yep, and we can do it if we all get together and decide that we're going to do it. But again, you got to act like as if you're 10 points behind and work even harder to get the message out there. Okay, here comes the music. We got to go. I will talk to you next Saturday. We'll play an Edwards Notebook on Tuesday. So stay low and stay warm.
Godspeed. Yeah,
I know. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, we have him on Saturday mornings at this time. And I will be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States is continuing to send defense support to Ukraine. Kirby adding that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia.
But I think he also wants to take a longer, larger view of the defense relationships that Ukraine will need to have going forward when the war is over.
He added the United States is asking countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. The Dow ending the week on a horrible note, nosediving more than 900 points for its worst day since 2020. All three major averages lost more than 2.5% this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Thank you very much, Jeff at Sarasota, and we appreciate him very much. And thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the program. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is our weekend edition, which is 3 hours, not 4 hours long. And we get we bring out some different points here on the weekend than what we do during the week, and we highlight some things that were very important to the people during the week. On the weekend show as well. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell this week went over the top, and he's still doing it. A massive overstock sale. You can save up to 90% on some of his products with the promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and pick out what you want. See the prices. And you can save yourself a bunch of money. Yes, you can. A bunch of money. Up to 90%. Now, the phone number, if you want to call them that way, is 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Call them up. But MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, will save you a bunch of money. And they got a lot of buy one, get ones over there this week, too. So, there you go. All right. Back to the telephone lines. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I want to go to the phone line because I think we have Elliot in there right now. So let's go pick him up. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Captain, let me run this by you and Kyle and see what you think. Now, and yesterday, Cowling, you spoke about Sarah Palin possibly being considered Trump's vice president in 2024.
Right.
Pretty good idea now. But the ex-governor of Alaska is more popular than Rhino Turncoat's Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Uh-huh.
Pompeo remains in the top three. DeSantis has young kids. Here's my pick for VP also. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee.
Oh yeah.
Did you see how she performed at Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court hearing?
I did.
Her performance gave us a clear look into who this black woman really is. A woke woman who have a child from a white husband cannot describe what a woman is. If I had to describe what a woman is, she is simply a woman with a vagina and two breasts. I like Marsha Blackburn, an honorable, forward-thinking woman. She would make a great VP. Now, the state of Georgia, Kemp or Perdue versus Stacey Abrams. So what if Georgia going to, what is Georgia going to do with Vernon Jones?
Right.
Mr. Jones deserve a job in Washington under the Trump administration. Now, I think Vernon Jones is an honorable black man. And finally, America, retired Vanderbilt Professor Carol Swain.
Yeah.
She's a black woman. She's a Fox contributor. Before she retired, woke students at Vanderbilt attacked her. Miss Swain is a remarkable woman of intelligence. What she specializes in makes her a solid fit inside the Trump administration. Now, from Bedford, Virginia, she brings her knowledge of political science and law to the table. The author of several books, her deep interests include race relations, immigration, representation, evangelical politics, and the United States Constitution. That's a hell of a record.
Yeah.
I endorse Vernon Jones of Georgia and retired professor at Vanderbilt, Carol Swain, for a high-level job in the 2024 Republican Party. Captain, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. God bless. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much, Elliot. And by the way, Kyle, I can't say that I disagree with anything that Elliot had to say, because it's perfect sense and logical for the day and times we live in.
Well, sure. And, but as we look ahead to 2024, we're definitely going to have to see what the world is like then. And of course, I think 2022 will really pave the way for something like that. But there could be another issue that comes up in terms of the war, expansion of the war, or something else that might bring along a different candidate or the need for a different kind of candidate. So this far out, it's still kind of hard to say, but there are a lot of good people to begin to consider even at this point.
Yeah, and the interjection of Sarah Palin as vice president was not Donald Trump's idea. It was Sarah Palin's idea.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we'll see what will be transpiring. Because a year ago, could we have predicted that there would be this war would be going on the way that it's going and so forth? And that points up, of course, the foreign policy issues. And so that means you want somebody strong, because somebody's going to have to come in and clean this thing up, at least from the American perspective and the ability for America to come back and lead again. So Trump, Pompeo, people like that project that kind of strength.
Now, yesterday was a special day around Washington, D.C., at least everybody thought so. Do you know what they were celebrating yesterday?
It was the Earth Day, I think.
Yeah. The president issued a proclamation, declared yesterday as Earth Day, called on the human race to unite in an effort to save our planet, and said his administration has launched the most ambitious environment and climate agenda in history. Well, sure they have, at the expense of who?
Well, the American people.
And a loss of jobs all around the country.
Yep. Well, that's right.
And shutting down our energy sources and pipeline and refinery possibilities. And, there was one new oil rig in the last year that was approved. One new oil rig.
Just one.
One.
Yep. Just one.
Yep.
Well, Captain, too, the president.
And that's on Biden. That's not on anybody else.
Well, exactly. Well, even so, they can launch their climate agenda. They can tout it. They can make you think that this is the biggest important problem that we're possibly looking at. But really, honestly, what's happening right now in Ukraine is what we should be focusing on in the sense of what it will mean for the rest of the world. And if he thinks that Putin thinks anything about Earth Day, he's sorely mistaken. Putin doesn't care anything about that. He wants to take over Ukraine. He wants to take over other countries if he can. He wants to bust NATO. He wants to take down the United States. The list goes on. And so I hope that the president can focus on what's really happening right now.
And he wants the Soviet bloc back, and we all know that because in so many words he said that.
Well, sure. And I'll tell you this. I recall back, I had a professor who was actually from Estonia, was actually pretty active way back when in Estonian politics, especially when the Soviet Union broke apart and fell. And, you know, he sort of gave me the perspective on what the top level Russian, opinion is about environmentalism. And that is, well, Russia's a big place. If something gets polluted, we can do something somewhere else. They're not interested, at least at that high level, at least at that time, of worrying about environmental concerns.
And I got something for you to think about here, and everybody in the audience. A study came out yesterday that creepy Joe Biden and the posts against him, anti-Biden posts, which totaled 646, were censored on big tech. Censored on big tech. And that's what we know about. That's not the ones we don't know about over the past 2 years.
Right. You know, the American people have...
And I know I was one of them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yes, exactly. Well, the American people have a right to get information, and now you get people in a position where they're going to decide whether or not the information, whether or not you're going to be even have a chance to see it and evaluate it, make your own decisions. Somebody else will decide for you.
Yeah. There were a couple of guys in our one of our groups that were posting things. And, of course, Facebook, if you're not meeting their standards, they step in and they say, we're applying the Facebook standards to your group and we will be monitoring the posts. Well, there were a couple of guys, and that's when I kind of had to put my foot down, that got censored on a regular basis. And I told the one guy, I says, listen, if you can't, you know, at least tone it down to where I'm not going to get these messages because they're threatening to dissolve my group, which I spent a lot of time putting together, if you can't at least tone it down, then I'm going to have to remove you from the group, and good luck to you. And he still does what he does, but he's toned it down a little bit, and he hasn't gotten quite as personal and used so many vulgar words, which is what the problem was.
Right, right. Well, the old adage, don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
Right.
I mean, you have a larger message that if you even lose that platform, now your larger message is now never going to go out.
Yeah, and I don't think he quite got that.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, you're right.
But he's got it now. He's got it now.
Right, and by necessity, if you want to still be able to post and do things, you know, again, with the general thrust of what your message is all about, as opposed to doing things that they're looking for you to do so they can kick you off.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood, and I hope it is where you are, too. We shall return.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. And the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch braids and dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear falls down. A gust up did, just stuck out like a small town flag.
graduate in college. That was Mama's dream. I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. When you got a fast car, I think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours. Or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. Pure shame how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. No need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, putting food there on the table. Everybody for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of. And before you ever...
All righty, that's Montgomery Gentry, Something to be Proud of. Kyle, I like that one, too. Very patriotic song.
Yes, yeah, I really like that one, too.
All about America, just like this program. And that's what I like about it. When I pick music, I try to pick music that's all about America, because that's what we're about here. And we don't hold it back. We let it go, because your people out there, you need to know that there's somebody around that stands up and supports you. Well, Kyle, you take it away with your weather, and then we'll get going with what I got to do here.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have a freeze warning tonight. Northern California, this is going to be west of Interstate 5 as you're heading up through Redding and Mount Shasta. So just be aware of that because you might get some of those cold temperatures as well. We do have winter storm warnings around Bozeman, also over towards, as you come down to Red Lodge, coming out of Montana into Wyoming, northern Wyoming. Cody also has winter weather advisory there. But we also got blizzard warnings in eastern Montana, so definitely be aware of that. But they're going to drop down into eastern Wyoming, so if you're in the area of Gillette, you've definitely got a blizzard warning going on there. Winter storm warnings continue down through Lusk. Also around Casper, Wyoming, we've got winter weather advisories there, along near Thermopolis, basically all around central Wyoming tonight. Also, we've got high wind warnings around Cheyenne and Laramie. We got the winter storm warning and maybe some light snow right now across I-70 as you're coming out of west out of Denver, so be aware of that. We also have winter weather advisory around Salt Lake City and Ogden, Utah. So be very, very careful out there as you go through the weather this weekend.
Okay, well, we're going to start in North Dakota because from the western part of North Dakota, about the western one-third, all the way from the South Dakota line straight on up to Canada, you got a blizzard warning, snowing very hard. Coming out of Rapid City now, the snow is in about 100 miles, blizzard warning. Then you get into snow, then you get into wind. But going back up to North Dakota, coming across 94, you've got rain out in front of this almost to Fargo right now. And north of Fargo, we have a flood watch going on. So there's quite a bit of rain up in there and quite a bit of rain to the north all the way to the Canadian border with snow closing in on Minot. And we also have a flood warning area up in the northwestern corner of Minnesota. We've got general rain over around the Twin Cities and over to over into the northeastern corner of Minnesota and the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. And we do have a winter storm watch right now up in the upper peninsula of Michigan because there's some cold temperatures up there as well. Now, the western third of Minnesota, half of Iowa, about half of Missouri, you've got unsettled weather conditions. You do have rain right now coming up I-44 out of Joplin all the way over towards Fort Leonard Wood, and that rain could be heavy at times. We could see some flood warnings going up or watches in a minute here, but it's not yet. And then, of course, you've got Arkansas. You've got the northwestern corner of Arkansas with rain, and there are some flood watches in there. Then down into the southeastern part of Oklahoma, we've got some heavy rain through there, flood watches as well in some of those areas. We've got very unsettled weather conditions for Kansas tonight and Nebraska, where we do have a flood watch in the center of the state right now, so be advised of that. Now, the other thing is, when we talk about the weather, we have to talk about our great friends over at the Pilot and Flying J's. And, Kyle, I've been there several times and enjoyed not just the coffee, but an unlimited cup of iced tea or whatever, which is all good. And the food is always extremely good there, too. But the ones that have the shops, you can get your tires replaced, you can get your truck washed, whatever you need to do. Some of the Flying J's, not all of them, have shops at them. And you want to get on the website, and that website is?
PilotFlyingJ.com.
And that'll tell you where you need to go. Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks a lot for the contribution this week on Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We had a good time there, and I hope you did, too. And we'll see you on Monday.
Well, thank you, Captain. It was my pleasure.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. Okay, back up to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
I have a question for you from Fred down in Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. You ready?
Sure.
Where are the voices of the socialists and communists in this country praising the move by the communist Chinese government to lock down all the people in Shanghai? Where are those voices?
Well, when you're influenced and likely part of the captured elite, as China likes to call it, you're not going to speak out against China.
No, if you want to live. Right?
Well, it's, you know, you'll never see, that I can tell, mainstream media in a lot of these NGOs or these activist groups speak out against China. It just won't happen.
And Fred just sent another message. He said, our team has two great Republican Party potential candidates for 2024, maybe more. The Democrats can't find one good candidate, just as in 2020, unless they resurrect Hillary or John Kerry.
Well, no argument for me.
No, and I think they're going to do that. I think that's what we're going to see.
Okay.
I don't think Biden's going to be able to run again, because he's getting worse all the time.
I don't either, but I don't think it'll be Hillary.
Well, I hope not.
Oh, I'm fine if it is.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to run. That'd be a fun race to do again.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't want to listen to her nonsense again. She is so just out of it, out of tune with America, that woman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hold that thought. We're coming back, Denise and I, right after the top of the hour news with a lot more stuff, plenty of things going on in the world in which we live. So don't go anywhere. We shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And thanks for tuning in.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.